Alrighty, we've got on the line, right? The Cornwall Town Supervisor, Joshua Jahosky, is with us this morning. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's a beautiful morning here in the Hudson Valley.
Yeah, were those birds that I just heard chirping?
Yes, I'm actually sitting on my back deck right now. And yes, it is birds. I'm sorry for the...
Oh, I love it.
For the noise of the... Yeah.
No, we got the birds on the air with us. That's okay. So, you know, this New York Forward grant is pretty amazing. And congratulations for Cornwall getting selected to receive $4.5 million. It's really exciting. You must be thrilled about it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, in fact, we applied for the first round of the New York Forward grant. In fact, the governor had created the New York Forward program to go along with the Downtown Revitalization Initiative to target smaller communities that, you know, that were not cities with larger downtowns. And we were absolutely ecstatic that we were round one winners. So in a way, Cornwall is kind of like a guinea pig here. Mm. We're going to see how this is going to work. And I'm sure the state is going to be very much, you know, very anxious to sort of see how this program, you know, rolls out in its, you know, first iteration. But we're really excited.
Yeah. So this is something that Governor Hochul put into place, you know, after being putting into the office. So this is kind of brand new, like you're saying. So you're the guinea pig. Where does people always ask? I see this all the time on social media. People want to know, like, where does this money, where are these funds coming from? Do you know?
Sure. So, I mean, look, like anything, you know, the state government, you know, that they're funded by any number of sources, whether it's sales tax, real estate taxes, you know, personal income tax, you know, corporate tax, fees, you know, money from the federal government. I mean, there's a whole large, you know, many different sources of, you know, funds that fund state government, just like down here at the municipal level and county level.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I always say to people, if the town of Cornwall doesn't apply and get this money, then some other town, city, county, village is going to get the money. So, you know, no matter how you feel about, you know, using your taxpayer dollars on something like this, the money's going to go somewhere, right? The state's not going to stop funding projects like this just because of a, you know, a philosophical difference on how money is funded. So, you know, in my mind, and, you know, you have to remember, the mayor of COH, who is a different party than myself, we applied for this jointly together. And, you know, our feeling was, you know, look, if Cornwall doesn't get this, you know, someone else is going to get this. So we should get our fair share of money and bring it back to Cornwall, you know, because otherwise someone else is going to get it. And I'll say, I mean, this is just like anything, right? So if, you know, I'm sure that there are projects that get funded across the state that I may not, you know, agree with, but I believe in the idea that, you know, that state government, you know, they're going to be funding projects to advance the needs of all New Yorkers. And, you know, if my project doesn't get funded or I don't like something that gets funded, well, I'll have an opportunity to get my project funded in Cornwall. And so that's how I try to look at it. You know, because again, if the money doesn't go to Cornwall, it's not going back to the taxpayers. It's getting funded somewhere else. So we should get our fair share.
Yeah. And I love that, that you and the mayor of COH, you know, different parties, you applied together and you got it, right? It's great.
Yeah.
So can you expand a little on what you're going to be doing in Cornwall? I'm reading through the press release and I see that, you know, this is my town, so I have a vested interest here.
sure.
This pollinator connector trail. Can you talk about that? What is that going to be?
Sure. So it's basically the idea at the center of our, you know, submission of our proposal to the state was that, look, we have these two downtown areas. You know, we have, like, down in Hudson Street that kind of is down by Painters and the Bandstand in the Village. And then we have, you know, Main Street, and we have Quaker Avenue up by Cornwall Plaza. And how can we better link the two downtowns together? I mean, we're very lucky that they're already connected, you know, via sidewalks. Not a lot of towns and villages have the extensive sidewalk network that we have here in Cornwall and in, you know, Cornwall and Hudson. But the goal is to basically add rain gardens and pollinator gardens and wayfinding signage and benches and public art. We're actually going to be installing some public art as part of this project, murals, sculptures, etc. There's going to be wayfinding signage. You know, there's going to be a whole host of things to kind of beautify and connect the two downtowns together. You know, and so really, like, the idea is to try to, you know, and how do we also link together, you know, Donahue Memorial Park down at the river all the way up to Cornwall Plaza. And so one of the other projects in here, you'll see the construct a trail along Dock Hill Road to connect, you know, the waterfront to Donahue Farm in downtown. Part of this is the state really liked the idea of how do we make it so that you can walk all the way from Cornwall Plaza all the way down to the Hudson River. And so, you know, how do we connect that?
Yeah.
And they were, and so that was, and they really loved, you know, the fact that Cornwall is pedestrian friendly and we have all this great connectivity. And so that's what the connector trail is.
So is that what goes into them deciding who gets the money? Is it the you know, they look at the proposals and what you want to do with the money? Is that part of the grant process? You know, application, I should say, the application process?
Yeah, so the initial proposal, we basically had to sell ourselves. And so, you know, what we had to do is we had to come up with a story of why Cornwall needs this money. And this money doesn't go to communities that have a lot of work to do. They give this money to communities that have already started doing some of the work, just need that extra push to put them over the edge, become even more successful economically. And so we had already done a lot of this work over the past, you know, 4 or 5 years. And we told a very compelling story. We spoke about, you know, how we have Storm King Art Center and the West Point Military Academy and all the hiking trails. And, you know, all these people are coming to Cornwall, but no one's coming down onto the main street. And, you know, how do we get more foot traffic down to the, you know, down to both downtown areas? And we told a very successful story. We also had to put a video together. We had to go in front of the Mid-Hudson Economic Development Council. And, you know, there's a lot of work that had to go into this. Plus, there's a lot of public feedback and outreach we had to do. And, you know, I mean, we engaged hundreds of Cornwall residents and, you know, in this, and we got their feedback, and that also helps inform the plan as well.
Awesome. So if people are interested, you know, obviously people who live in the area, you know, would like to know what's going to happen. Well, where can they go to see, you know, where the money is going to be spent? I have a press release, but do you have another place where people can get it?
So there's actually, if you go on the town's website, there should be a link. It's the Cornwall, New York Forward. We have a webpage. If you go on our website, there's a link to the Cornwall, New York Forward website. And that website, it has all of the projects. It's going to have all the people that were on the local planning committee who were involved in, you know, putting this together. It's also got a copy of the strategic investment plan, which we created part of this too, which I think is just as important as the money. The state created a 160-page strategic investment plan for Cornwall, which basically is a roadmap to how do we continue our progress. And I think that's just as important. And so that'll be there as well. But I would direct people to the town's website, you know, where they can find more information.
And how long, you know, do you have a certain timeline where you have to use the money up in? Or, you know, like, how long will these renovations take to, you know, do you have a specific timeline that you have to meet? Or is it just sort of whenever it gets done, it gets done?
So we have two years to complete the project from when we have contracts in place. We do not have contracts in place. So I would expect that we're going to have contracts for all seven of these projects in place. I mean, I can't speak to the private projects because that's, you know, going to be managed by a private business. But the municipal public projects, we're going to hopefully have contracts in place by sometime in the fall. Once we have the contracts in place, we have 2 years. So I would think that, you know, of the projects that could possibly start this year, that might be the Small Business Project Fund for $300,000 and maybe the Branding, Marketing, and Wayfinding project. But the rest of them, because they're capital, I would see us maybe breaking ground in the spring and hopefully finishing them by, you know, the end of 25 or sometime in 26. So, I mean, I think some of these will be done in like a year. Some of them may take 2 years.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to it. Thanks so much for coming on board with us this morning. Joshua Jahosky, Town of Cornwall Supervisor. Very interesting and exciting news for the town. And I know it happened in Port Jervis as well. They've got some exciting things happening for them as well. So we look forward to seeing it all unfold. Thanks for coming on with us this morning.
All right, great. Thank you.